After four long years and plus another 12 grueling months, it's finally here, the Games of the 32nd Olympiad. The stage is set. Just under 500 Aussie athletes are in Tokyo chasing gold. But most likely, they'll bring home some bronze and silver too. And hopefully some of that tasty Japanese whiskey. Anyway, we are away. Tokyo 2020 in 2021. 3 hours of top sporting action coming your way. With thanks to the all-new Hyundai Tucson. Test drive the Tucson today. Listeners, take your mark. It's time for the Drive for Gold with Joel and Fletch.
Yes, thank you very much, Paddy Welsh. It just gets us in the mood, doesn't it? Welcome to the Drive for Gold with Joel and Fletch. Day three of the 32nd Olympiad Drive for Gold with Joel and Fletch. With thanks to Hyundai Experience, the convenience of buying your dream car online with Hyundai's Click and Buy. Today, we welcome our listeners through 1170 SEN here in Sydney, 1620 SEN the Gold Coast, our podcast listeners on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and our listeners on the SEN app all over the world. Wherever you are in Australia or around the world, text and tweet us your location, 0457 736 736. You can tweet us at Joel Fletch SEN, but it has been a spectacular day as far as the Olympics are concerned on day three, and I welcome my co-host, Brian Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joel. Good afternoon, listeners. What a goosebump day.
Yes, it's a very goosebumpy day.
Wasn't it? It was just bringing back memories. I mean, we should watch swimming more often.
Yes.
But we don't.
No. Nope.
But as soon as it's in the Olympics.
Yes.
As soon as you see it, and it just, oh, goodness me. I was flush with Australian pride this afternoon. Flush.
Last Monday, and we felt we'd go this way. We had little interest in the Olympics, didn't we?
But
then,
bang,
it arrives, and the voices of Paddy Welsh are coming through, etc. We are pumped. Brooksy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gents. How good is green and gold everywhere in the studio? Obviously, can't see it.
And you know what I saw this morning? I went for my daily walk. I saw the winter wattle.
Oh.
So when you see the summer wattle, the plant, it loses its leaves and its colour, or loses that yellow colour. But the winter wattle, it was an omen. It was a sign.
Yeah, we're back, baby.
I'm going to go to Flower Power when COVID's done, and I'm going to get the biggest wattle you can ever see. I'm going to stick it right in my
A wad full of wattle.
I thought you said wattle. I thought you must have been.
Yeah, so did I. I thought you watched Peter
Wattle. That's where we get the green and gold colour from.
Yes,
our national flower.
Exactly. For all the botanists out there and people from Matraville. And people from Matraville as well.
Speaking about our local botanist, our man here, and it's good to have him back to normality, because generally the last couple of weeks he's been coming in very well behaved, very fresh, coming in off the weekend or Monday. But guess what? He's back. He's ironed himself out and he's back to normal, Gibbo. G'day, Gibbo.
G'day, Joel. G'day, Brooksy. G'day, Fletch. Yeah, I'm stoked to be back.
Have you seen his lemon spread? You weren't here for that.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, were you?
When apparently he got cleaned up in a set that looked very, very much like scratches down from a very well manicured hand and nails.
And for those who don't know, he's sporting the Adam Peaty. You know who Adam Peaty is?
Adam Peaty.
He was the very flamboyant English swimmer
who went into the
semi with the Mad Little Mo.
Oh, yeah.
And then emerged in the final. I thought he'd do that. He whipped it off.
Yeah.
Just to get a little bit of extra edge.
He's like $1.03 to get the breaststroking.
He got the gold.
$1.03 he was.
Yeah.
Well, I don't follow the Pommy sports.
Got backed into $1.02.
I don't watch those Pommies. I'm just watching the Aussies.
Can I ask you this? Are your kids getting around it?
Frothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely frothing.
Yeah.
Just screaming at the top of they're even doing on the fam chat.
Yeah.
They're even putting up the schedule.
Are they?
Like saying, yeah, right. So during homeschooling, we're going to have to pause because they sneak out.
Yeah.
I saw them sneak out the other day. And yeah, they're right into it.
Yeah. I had a few drinky poos on the opening ceremony night. I had no plans.
Thoughts on that, just quietly.
On the opening ceremony?
Yeah. But you were Schindler, so it didn't matter to you.
It didn't matter. But I'll tell you who wasn't real happy, Kobe, the wifey. I had the kids all up to about 2:30 watching the opening ceremony. They got to watch it, darling. They won't see this for 3 years now.
Yeah.
They got to watch it.
Mate, it lost me.
Yeah.
I understand the Japanese culture and where they were coming from with the trees and I wanted a giant thong. I wanted what we had, that big giant thong. Remember the inflatable thong?
Yes.
And we had Johnny Farnham. We had, who else did we have? We had Tina Arena. Yeah, we had Human Nature.
I think you got to do what your nation provides. See, I thought they missed out. Sushi Train on the track.
Yeah.
And people just go around.
Oh, but surely there's some J-pop acts out there. That's Japanese pop.
That's K-pop's.
No, there's J-pop.
But much larger than the
we can't have any
J-pop.
We can't have any K-pop coming over. But a bit of J-pop.
Yeah.
Well, that would have popped in.
What about I felt sorry for the massive stadium and all those people who would have been, you know, working over the years to get that done and no one was there.
No.
But then how come with the cycling? There was like gazillion people. What's the difference for that?
Straight rules.
But did you see that?
Yeah. There was people, they had all the petitions. I think it was one of our sponsors had the hire stuff up there.
Wow, SBS Fencing.
SBS Fencing. Oh, wow. Fencing along
they're
the
global.
Road there.
Yeah.
What about the toilet hire?
There was a couple of portaloos out the back.
Did you see when the athletes walked in the village, did you see the Argentinians?
Possibly, but
wouldn't know. Yeah. So I had to rewound it. Two people, in. They're all cheering, they're all jumping around. Two athletes, masks off, pash.
Oh, no.
So they must have been, obviously, courting, but it was a good pash.
Wow.
And they were filming it, so it might have been a challenge.
They all come out with the phones, didn't they, filming it?
Yeah.
What about the Canadian commentators?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see what happened there?
Unbelievable. Yeah. Do we have the audio?
Do we have the audio? We might be able to get it a bit later on. We do have it here somewhere, which we can chase up a little bit later.
Tell us, Joel, what happened?
Well, basically they had reference, hadn't they, Brooksy, that our two flag bearers were female.
Yes.
Patty, P-A-T-T-Y.
Exactly. Yeah. Like they're from North America, or the Canadian, right? Everyone knows NBA, you would think.
Yes.
Maybe the Canadians aren't, but you would think that they'd know Patty Mills is a basketballer.
Yeah, we'll get the audio very, very shortly. And you know who's the best in the business at under pressure, chasing this sort of stuff.
Yeah, but not when he's struggling, when he's home.
He's a much better operator when he's doing that.
Where did you go, Gibbo? Just at home, obviously.
Sorry, Fletch.
What did you get up to on the weekend? You just stayed at home and...
On Saturday afternoon, we just ripped into beers and, you know, just beers.
On the Caddy Ledeckies or?
Of course, Fletch. So, yeah, no, it was good to be back. And I feel like myself a bit up in the air, but it's all good. And I think I found it, boys.
Oh, you found it. Okay, let's do this. I told you he's the best in the business, Fletchy boy.
Nod to their host, I think.
Oh, jeez. And you know what? I think they had two women carry the flag. Kate Campbell, the swimmer, and Patty Mills, the basketball player. So there you go. Question
That's
answered.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Yeah, two women carrying the flag. Patty Mills.
Even referenced the basketball player.
Yeah.
So, but Patty is a very common
female name.
Patricia.
In America. A lot of Patties.
Okay.
I mean, I know Patty Newton, that's it.
Yeah. And Selma, Simpsons.
Oh, that's right. Patty Richards. What else? Oh, I got a text here. Yeah, Fletch, you're missing Strawberry Kisses. It's from Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt's been peppering you also for WBWs because you weren't here on Friday, but you had sent me a WBW at about $8 or $9.
Oh, yeah.
And the listeners chimed in the back line and now they're going for more.
Yeah, well, this is what you do.
Yep.
I mean, you just be patient. Mm. What do they say? All good things come
to those who wait. Yes.
And the hide, the audacity,
the temerity.
HIT.
Oh, Kurt said to me, I know you're on somewhere. I want a tip. Kurt, you're a junkie. Kurt, get off it.
Sugar, oi, 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 gold. Beating the USA, Neville. Mark, thank you very much, Mark. Monday A-grade, Anthony Mundine. Yes, you just reminded me. You can call and text in your A-grades. Call 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at Joel Fletch SEN. If we like your A-grade, you can win a cap and stubby holder thanks to Ringers Western. And there are no shortage of A-grades at the moment going around.
Oh, yeah.
And particularly that, could you believe that march, that protesters march?
I don't know why they all didn't get fined.
Yeah.
Why don't they just go up and just give us your ID?
Yep.
I mean, we've got to address the elephant in the room.
Mm. Do you want to do it now?
Well, I've got to do it now.
Do it now.
We've got to do it now. So we had the TikTok guy, JB, on.
Oh, yes.
And we don't condone what he did.
No.
We don't want to get political, but there's been vision, there's been audio of him out in the town and doing this.
Yep.
But on the other hand, he did tip us an exacta at Narromine, so you got to take the yin and the yang, you got to take the good with the bad. So, look, he's an A-grader, but...
He's an A-grader.
But you get that exacta. Surely that takes a little bit of the greatness off.
The greatness. He's a B grader. Oh, dear. When I saw him there. And,
I'm
and
solid, aren't I?
We got inundated, didn't we?
Oh, hammered.
How's your mate going? And firstly, he's not my mate. And secondly, but it was still good talent. It was good to have on the show. And as you said, he tipped us into an exacta. So money talks.
But that was ridiculous what they were doing. And the footage of the guy didn't actually punch the horse.
Mm.
So let's be a little bit. He just pushed it away.
He didn't punch the horse, no. But he still looked like an A grader, and he's an A grader. It is A grade Monday. We've got a massive show coming up now. Ariane Titmus, who clearly won the gold, I reckon about an hour and a half, 2.5 hours ago. Unbelievable, beating Katie Ledecky. Well,
we have got 3 hours ago.
Yeah, close thereabouts. We have got Basil Zemplis coming up now. Basil, you think about this, Fletch. There is 25 million Australians. He's the one tasked with bringing that great moment to our homes. Well done to Basil for that. We're going to catch up with him to see how it was for him. You know, it's a massive, massive part. I thought he called it brilliantly. His call was something along the lines of, to become a legend, you need to beat a legend, or something along those lines.
I like it.
It was good.
I tell you what, you've got to have commentary with swimming.
Yep.
Don't you?
Yep.
Just doesn't sort of, if you just watch it, you need to. So you need to be good at it.
Do you like the addition of the, which I've not seen before, the meters per second?
Yeah, I don't mind that. I'm just a fan of the yellow line, the world record line.
Finchie, I think it was Finchie. Well, did you tell me this about the yellow line?
Oh, but Andy Lemieux. Andrew Lemieux.
Yeah.
Terrific bloke.
Yeah.
But he basically, when the Olympics were on in 2000, and he goes, oh, man, it's good. I said, just had, you know, when just having a conversation, walking into the training. Said, did you watch the Olympics, Andy? Yeah, it was good. But I don't get it. Why don't they just, like, if you're swimming, this is what I do. I'd grab onto that yellow line and get pulled along. No wonder he was a front rower. Shout out to Andy Lemieux, though.
So Finchie tells the same story, but he says, I won't mention the bloke. I won't mention the bloke. You come in. Andy Lemieux. Oh, yes. Brendan Cowell. Now, Brendan Cowell, who was on fire, wasn't he, Brooksy, on the weekend? Crunch time. Yeah. If you haven't got around crunch time, every Saturday from noon to 2, that is the way to do that right here, SEN 1170. You can get it via the app as well, of course. But he's got his own segment. And he said, look, everyone's talking about the gold. He said, let's start begging for bronze. Mm. That's what we really need. So we're going to catch up with Brendan Cowell as well. We're going to talk about the rugby league action at around 19, all thanks to Palmer's Glass. A few teams have got things back on track. A few teams looking a little bit wobbly. We've got our electrical moments from the weekend, of course, coming up as well. We're looking forward to those, thanks to NHP Electrical. And, of course, you can have your say. We're also going to do Guess the Lines with Shawnee Omrod. We've got Sports Day's Scotty Sattler and Gary Belcher. We'll chat to them. That's always a good old funny chat. And you're part of the show, of course. 1300 01 1170 is the way to do that. We're going to probably have a call today, I would reckon, after 4, from a fellow called Big Sexy, who you haven't been introduced to yet, Fletch.
No, I don't know, but I like the sound of it.
But I'll tell you the story in the break.
Is it male or female?
Male.
Okay.
Male, but a very, very interesting story behind Big Sexy, who debuted on the program on Friday, I think it was. Maybe Thursday, Big Sexy. So he's going to tune in after 4 o'clock, or that's what we're expecting anyway. 1300 01 1170. Like Big Sexy, that's the way you can have your say. You can text us as well, 0457 736 736. My A grader is Sugar for tipping poor Billy Smith to score a double. Commentator's curse, Pedro the Rooster. Well, my A grader is you, Pedro, because I reckon you've backed it and followed me in. But that was a bit unfortunate, wasn't it? I had him for a double, Billy. Lasted about 10 minutes, off he came. A-grader, the game plan in the second half by the Knights against the Roosters, absolutely the dumbest football I've seen, Joel, thanks to Anthony.
I know what he's talking about, because it was that wind and they were just putting those the bombs up, which was, I mean, they were just, they've gone backwards, Joel. I know you liked them for sneaking in the
eight. No, but I did say, back them after the Roosters beat them. I'm telling you now, they are worth a bet at the price to make the top eight. Log it, Gibbo. Log it. 3:17 on a Monday, prior to round 20, Knights can make the eight. Let me tell you that much.
What about Manly making the four last week? $8. Yep. They were.
Yeah.
Guess what they're into?
Well, I've got them to make the eight, but I need the Dragons.
No, the top four.
Sorry, I've got them in a bet to make the four.
Yeah.
But I need the Dragons also to make the eight, which I don't think is going to happen. They're gone.
Ta-da, the goose.
Monday A grades the whole Tigers team. Is that next edition coming out tonight? No. No, it's not coming out tonight. So it's not a weekly thing, Gibbo.
I think it's a couple of weeks away.
Couple of weeks away.
So it's like fortnightly?
Yeah, or monthly.
Yes, I picked you, Pedro, didn't I? Monday A-grade is Matty Johns for feeding Trish cat and dog food. Did you see that?
No.
You didn't see that?
What's he doing?
They're having this. I think Trish set up Matty with some peas, which he hates apparently. So he put some cat and dog food into a protein shake.
Oh. Yeah,
but it backfired. I didn't see
tough
what...
to watch. I was like, oh.
Can I just tell you a story about that dog food? When I first started going out with Britt, courting Britt.
Yeah.
We was at her house with some friends and the mum and dad were out, nothing untoward. And I said, can I go get something to eat? And now Britt is an only child. And so growing up, she was the favourite, obviously, because there was no one else against her.
So sorry, who'd you say, can you get something to eat? Who'd you ask?
I asked Britt.
Oh, you asked Britt?
Yeah, I was at her house. She goes, yeah, go in the fridge. Because they always, Britt's mum and dad are always good cooks. And they like they've got a very fine palate.
Yes.
So I've gone into the fridge and got what I thought was Devon. Anyway, I'm cutting the Devon because I grew up on Devon.
Yeah.
One of seven kids. So Devon was
staple. Yeah, we were the same.
And I'm in there. And anyway, I come back out and Brett goes, what are you eating? I said, oh, I just found that Devon. She goes, what Devon? She went out, it was dog food.
Oh, no.
So I had a little dog. I chopped the dog food up.
Oh, no.
But it tasted all right.
Tell me, what if you were selling Devon to someone for the first time, the idea of eating it, how would you say best to eat it?
With tomato sauce on white bread with a crust cut off.
Toast?
No.
Not toast hammered with butter?
No,
that's it.
Butter, tomato sauce. Or get a bit of Devon, pour a line of sauce on it, then roll the Devon up.
Just seeing if you saw the picture of Brad Pitt going by the name of Joel Kane in the Sunday Telegraph, Mark from Mortdale. No, I didn't, Mark. So I'll have to go and dig that out. We've got the papers here. We'll go and check that out as well. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Fletcher, brother, I need you, mate. Just got my 600 from the government. What's the WBW for the Arvo? Mark. He's obviously taking the PL55, so relax, Scott.
Well, Brooksy's over here. He's just off the bit here. He's making some sort of... Do we got to go to a break?
Yes,
we do. Okay. As we go to the break, Joel and Fletch, wrap it up. Titmus, you know what, the silver. We came here for gold, which he certainly did. That, by the way, when we get to Basil Zemplis, we have been smashed with text messages around you wanting him to say ramp it up in a call of the swimming. We'll do our best. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch, but it is now Drive for Gold with Joel and Fletch. A break and back with more.